Thank you so much for joining me. I'm joined by the students of Vic High. I want to go kind of one by one in the Zoom to get your real name and your character name so that people can pick you out in the show. Let's start, I don't know, right to left from wherever you guys want to start.
Okay, so my name is Sadie Mader and I'm playing Lily.
My name is Vincent Schofield and I'm playing Jordan.
My name is Olivia Wallasek and I play Alexis.
My name is Savannah McKinnon and I play Francis.
My name is Charlotte Harrison Edge and I play John.
I'm Tobin Hawking, I play Ryan.
I'm Isla Fairbairn and I play Sydney.
Who'd like to tell me about this production that you guys are working on right now?
This year we're doing Ranked the Musical.
Yeah.
It's kind of like your typical high school musical, except your whole social status is based on how academically smart you are and how well you do in your classes.
And so I guess this is like subject matter that you can definitely relate to as students, I'm assuming, hey? Like, obviously, it's been a while since I've been in high school, sadly. and it is definitely something that I can see myself having related to when I was in high school, but I think it's something that really wasn't talked about as much. So to be able to actually have this conversation play out in the form of a theatrical production, I think is brilliant. And that's great that you guys are taking it on. Can you give me some background into like how this was chosen?
Well, we had a lot of other musicals that we had to choose from, but then all of us as a cast could pick which musical, like we voted for which musical we wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we all chose Ranked because it seemed kind of like out there, like there's no musicals like this, so it's kind of fun.
Yeah. And how's the process been so far? I know when I was talking to the cast of last year's production, because of, you know, everything that you guys were doing a little bit differently last year with the pandemic and kind of going to like a live stream model, is there, you know, how are the feelings with this, where you're kind of going back to being able to do this live in front of people?
I mean, personally, it's been really exciting to perform in front of a live audience. It's been a long time since I think a lot of us has been able to perform in front of people. And it was really fun last year with the live stream and whatnot and getting to have a show. But I think it's a new kind of excitement for getting to have an audience and have interaction with people on stage again. So I'm really excited. But
I was saying this to the class last year that I was talking to, and especially, I'm assuming is a lot of your last year at school, like for pretty much all of you?
Or the only grade 12s.
And then you're up to grade 11.
Yeah.
This, like the last couple of years with the pandemic and everything, doing high school, probably not how you would have expected to have to go through high school, must have been, you know, a difficult thing. And again, I really commend you for the choice of subject matter for the show, for Ranked. It really speaks to what a lot of people think, you know, when it comes to, you know, education. And, you know, the thing that I said to the class last year is because of how difficult of a situation you guys are going through, especially going through high school, your choice of a creative outlet like musical theater is so commendable. And I even say this to like artists that, you know, we play on the radio, is that creative outlets like this give people a chance to really make sense of the world around them. And especially with what you guys are doing with this performance here and being able to, you know, start real conversations with that art that you guys are creating is very commendable. And I really, really applaud you guys for that and really respect you.
I often say that it feels like I'm working in a real life Glee situation.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Because I work with some of like the most talented, like when I went to high school, I don't think people could sing like these guys can sing. I don't think people were nearly as skilled as these guys are. And like there are times when I'm like, and it's my show when I hear it frequently with these guys, and still they give me goosebumps every single time. So
well, and you know, Kim, too, that I think that's the other thing too that really should be put out there is that what you do as a teacher, because like I think I'm sure there were a lot of people that were as talented when I was in high school, but I don't feel like that was encouraged as much as it is now. I feel like I don't think creativity was really encouraged as much when I was, you know, a kid. It was always about, you know, the grades and, you know, focusing on school. That I really think, you know, programs like musical theater in high school are so important, and drama and all that stuff is really important. So Kim, I really commend you for what you're doing as their, you know, as their instructor and as their guide through this. as well.
As you can see, though, they don't need a lot from me. I'm just so
happy. But yeah, you're right. And they're so, so talented. So that's awesome. So March 9th to 12th is where people can go to see Ranked. What I'm going to do is I'll actually take all the information and link it through to our website, thezone.fm, so people can find ticket information and everything there. But before I let you guys go, thank you all so much for doing this and even for performing for me. Yeah, that was... It's the highlight of my day. So, but yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it, guys.
Thank